Hi everyone, this is Tracy Roth. I'm just responding to the DEI and student engagement post. After viewing the video on differentiation and the brain and looking through the websites for differentiated instruction educators package and the DEI resource roundup links, it made me really reflect on what I already do for DEI and where I want to go with my own DEI. One of the things I struggle with most when talking about differentiated instruction and doing it in kind of a generic way is that I really feel DEI comes down to your students. You need to know your students to make any decision about what you're going to do with differentiated instruction in your classroom. So when you try and discuss DEI without a group of students to anchor it to, it kind of becomes this very informal floating cloud concept, because really, until you know your students, you don't know what you're going to do to differentiate. When we're thinking about how it's useful, how you enter into any topic or lesson with your students, and it may just be the types of prompts you ask to make connections to what you know your students are interested in so they engage in the topic. It may be ensuring that you have a tie-in point so that students can access their own prior knowledge and make connections so that all students feel that they have something to build on when they begin to learn a new topic. During the activity, it may be ensuring that you have high visuals for your students that need visuals, audio. It could be that it's really chunked focus points so that your students who need less clutter can really focus in on the essential elements without being too overstimulated to be able to recognize what it is they're focused on. It comes down to the group you're working with and what they need. Obviously, that means that you're constantly going back and assessing where your students are at, what they need to do next. Do you need to go back? Do they need more visual cues? Do they need to hear something again? Do they need a chance to be kinesthetic and work with hands-on materials to ground their learning that way? What's it going to take to help move that learner to where you need them to go next? That being said, some of the things that I've found that work really well for me from a secondary background, are making sure that when I'm teaching a new concept, I have a visual, I have an audio component, I have a physical, tangible handout that my students can write on, underline, highlight, so that if they need to chunk information for themselves, they have those reminders to go back to. And I make sure that I have a kinesthetic, hands-on piece as well. So, for example, if I'm teaching the plot pyramid for story in grade 9 English, then I have a note that my students go through as we have a conversation. They have the visual of the actual plot pyramid and where the pieces fall in that visual. We go through a story and work through an exemplar together to isolate where that information is. I call on their knowledge of really popular stories and movies so that all my students can recognize the plot elements fit into any storyline they know, regardless of whether it's a graphic novel, a comic, a novel, a movie, even video games follow that same storyline. So my students can all bring in their own connections that way and build on it together. And I also provide an example where I cut a story up. So I cut it into all the elements of the plot pyramid, and my students have to work in pairs to actually sort out the direction of the story and place those key points on a plot pyramid so that they're physically having to break a story down into the components of the plot pyramid. And that allows me to see that my students can identify the elements of a plot pyramid in a story, because it very quickly shows me what areas they're understanding, where they're struggling, do they understand what I mean by rising action or falling action, resolution, inciting force. Can they pick all of those pieces out of a story and place them in a linear fashion for how the story unfolds? So it's a really good way for me to assess where my students are at, and it's a physical chance for them to get out of their seats and cement their learning by having to break down the components of a story and put them back together again without it just being about them writing a story or reading a story. Other things I really like to do are bringing in technology for my students to use. This I like to do because it's engaging for students, but it also means those students that have IEPs and require technology for audio, for visual, for reading or listening purposes, they're using devices like everybody else, and it doesn't isolate them in the class when they have access to that technology, because all students do, and I feel that that's better for everyone. So something I really like to do instead of doing chapter questions is I have my students record conversations. So instead of providing chapter questions, I provide discussion points, and my students pair off or group off. They discuss their understanding around those topic points in a recorded audio file that's then submitted to me through Google Drive, and I can listen to their conversation. It lets me assess where their knowledge and understanding is in the topic we're working with, and it also gives me a chance to assess their speaking and listening skills, because I get to understand how they're interacting with each other, who's contributing, which students are at a remembering point and trying to pull base knowledge, which students are using it for critical thinking, and how they're working together to help elevate each other. I find this is a very effective way to help bring all students together and help all students move forward. So, I mean, those are two of my go-tos, because I know they're going to help every student in my class. But the reality is, once you know your learner, you're going to make your decisions from there, and it should drive how you assess your students and how you continue to move forward, or when you feel you need to go back. And I don't think that's going to change. What's going to change is the tools we have available to differentiate with, and making sure that we're adapting to what's available to our learners and what's going to be meaningful to their education further down the road and after their school system experience is done, so that we're providing them with tools that are going to improve their learning for the rest of their lives.